And we're back.
Oh, God, we're so sad.
Don't go anywhere, three people, because we will be here with you for another half hour of pointless chatter.
We did get a phone call.
Because we have nothing to talk about. Right. We have nothing going on. I smell like bleach.
I smell like sweat.
Ew. Ugh.
All right, before we start talking, let's just start it. So here we go. Hi, this is Ricky and Julian, and we're the hosts of the Foul Monkeys podcast. We're live here on Pride 48 every Sunday.
Please join us and over 30 other podcasters for a live 48-hour podcasting marathon, June 25th through the 27th, right here on Pride 48.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Yeah, and this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 290. Today's Sunday, May 30th.
2010.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I was. I was. I was reading. Chat room.
We're not supposed to do that while we're recording.
Sorry, I spaced out a little bit.
Last weekend,
I
you told
help
me no.
It. Well, you paused for like half an hour. Red Over Vorker said, "Where's the audio?" And Kim Beaver said, "Do we really care?"
Did we stop working?
No, we're still broadcasting according to Nicecast.
Can everyone still hear us? That sucks. There's only three people, and one of them's probably napping. So.
Oh, well, it's still
type in the room, see if they can hear us.
It's still archiving anyway, if nothing else. I'd like to talk about the new game we've all been playing.
Oh, Words with Friends.
Words with Friends.
Oh, it's working, they said.
So,
I
apparently
can't play any more Words with Games.
Big Fatty has lived so long.
Like 9,000 years that he knows every fucking word in the world.
Like three or four times I've had to look up words that he's typed in because I've never heard of that shit before in my life. And I consider myself with a fairly decent vocabulary. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me to have never seen a word or heard of it at all is pretty...
Well, sometimes I'll look at a word and I'll be like, I kind of know what it means just because I know like the prefix or whatever, or the suffix, but I don't know exactly what it means. But Big Fatty will like pull a fucking word out of his ass that just like, what the fuck is that? You know who else is good? Is Gravitas. He's fucking good too, but he's good at like lining words up against other words. I can't stand that
shit. I can't do it.
Oh, fuck.
I haven't played Gravitas, but I have played Turnip Head. Well, we've been playing one game for like 3 days now. And I'm way ahead of him, but it's just been pure luck that I've actually got some triple words and double words and blah, blah, blah.
I got a 66 points on a three-letter word the other day.
Really?
It was like, no, it was four letters. It had a Z and a Y in it or something. I don't remember.
Well, I started on a game the other day with the word quash. And Connor said, quash? Oh, there's no such thing as quash. I said, yeah, there certainly is. And he said, well, what does it mean? Use it in a sentence. I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, during the rebel uprising, the government quashed them. He's like, oh, that's ridiculous. So I typed into Google define quash. It said quash to quell or snuff out an uprising, and the sentence it used said the government quashed the uprising. I showed it to him. He's like, oh, fuck you.
That's what I would do too. Joe says, Julian said he smells like bleach. Doesn't boy juice smell like bleach? Take a fucking shower, you dirty bitch.
No, let me explain that. I have some white.
No, you smell like a dirty bitch.
White wicker looking patio chairs out on the
front. Racist.
Shut up. On the front porch, and they were dirty.
White wicker.
So I sprayed them down with bleach and hosed them off. And so I still have some bleach smell on my hands. And I don't let any boy juice go to waste.
Ugh. Nasty. Oh, that is so nasty.
That's not nasty. I'm just good like that. But yeah, Big Fatty's been kicking my ass on the Words with Friends.
I had 28 games going at one time.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I've gotten it down to like 20, maybe.
Well, I was playing one with you, but apparently you dropped out or something. And
no, I should still be playing it.
It doesn't show up on mine anymore.
That's weird. Are you sure you didn't beat me, or I beat you, and then it just stopped?
No, because we barely had started playing, and then all of a sudden you disappeared.
Turnip had said not to forget that him and Short Bus are listening. Hey, daddies.
I have not forgotten, and we are very much looking forward to seeing you guys.
I sure am. Real looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all can y'all just like make out in front of me just so that I can see that? And I'd prefer it like in a hotel room by ourselves, but just saying.
No.
Hey, don't be jealous because you got a boyfriend now. You don't have to worry about anything. Sorry. Oops. Turnip's head's not yours.
Maybe you are not their type.
I'm going to be their type one day, maybe. Like in November.
They're not going to live 200 more years.
Oh, fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, bitch. You are so fucking rude. It's not even funny. I thought I was this beginning. Was it the beginning of this week? When you were doing the yard work. When was that? Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
I thought I was going to have to like punch some Joan in the face.
Oh.
Because I got home and Julian does the some like once a week.
Yeah, in the summertime because it grows that
fast.
He
does yard work after work, which it's fucking hot as shit. Julian knows, one, I don't do yard work. Two, I don't do yard work.
And so, three, if he did attempt to do yard work, he would not do it to my standards anyway.
You would have to redo it, and then it would just piss both of us off.
Yeah.
So I'm at the gym and I've, you know, been on the elliptical for a while because that day I wasn't feeling it. And I was like, I don't want to be on this fucking machine. And I look on Julian's Facebook and it says something to the effect of, oh, I should start selling yard work as a, what did you say it was?
As personal training.
And I was like, no, that bitch didn't. And then I messaged him back. I was like, I know that's not a personal jab about me and going to the gym.
And my response was, no, I was saying I probably burned twice the amount of calories you did on your elliptical, and it didn't cost me any
money. Yeah, but also you have to remember people that are smaller burn less calories. So.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, it's yours because you don't fucking eat and you throw up everything.
I don't throw up.
Did that shirt have... Why is it like that?
It's it has something written on the inside, too.
Why?
That's just the way it came.
Is it reversible?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It says, if you turn it inside out, it says, if it swells, ride it.
Of course it does, you nasty bitch.
Why are you calling me a nasty bitch?
Because you is a nasty bitch.
I'm not the one that has gentleman collars over at the dough.
When have I had one?
I don't know. You've been slacking lately. Because
I've been working on my fitness.
No, you're probably just doing it at the gym.
Just to let everyone know, I have officially lost 41 pounds.
You lost a pound in a day?
Mm-hmm. That's because I didn't eat anything.
You must have took a big dump or something.
That's why the sewer's clogged.
That's why the fucking...
I've lost 41 pounds, which my goal was to lose 40 pounds before gay days.
Uh-huh.
So I fucking did that.
So does that mean you want to bet with Veritable Virgo?
Oh, yes. And he's already aware.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as the P.O. box is down, which I need to go check it.
So he's got to pay for our gay days stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to pay for our gay days stuff, too. Sorry. I know that wasn't part of the original plan, but now it is. Let's see. What was I saying?
41 pounds. Gentleman callers.
No, but I'm down 41 pounds. My goal is to lose like 80 pounds. So I have 40 more pounds. And then after that, then I'll just continue to go to the gym and eat healthy and see if I start losing. But I'll be happy down to around 230.
So where does all the noodles you bought last week fit into your healthy eating?
It works. I don't know how it works, but it does.
It probably just gives you the re-reason. Shit it right out.
No, because like I only eat that if I have like a big lunch. So if I eat a lot at lunch, then I'll only have that for dinner.
You ate two of them the other night.
Yeah, but I don't know what I have for dinner. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I have for lunch that day.
Okay.
So whatever I have during the day, it offsets at night. And depends on how much I work out, too. Because I go in the morning and afternoon on usually Monday through Wednesday. And then Thursday, I take the morning off, work in the afternoon, and then Friday. I know everyone's just loving this right now.
I know.
My routine.
I'm about to fall asleep myself.
And then I take Fridays off, but Fridays I eat whatever I want to. But you know what's weird is the next day is when I weigh myself. It's like that's when I've lost the most weight.
Hmm.
It's always that Saturday is when the pound falls off.
Yeah, I have to agree with Veritable Virgo in the room.
What? No. That Z, that's jealousy. Sorry. That's what that is. That's jealousy. Hold on.
No. Speaking of jealousy.
I know it's boring, but I'm just giving a little bit of information.
It is you that is jealous of me. And why? Play the other clip.
Oh.
I'm the Mary. And you're Rhoda.
I'm the Mary. I'm the Mary. I'm the, you're pasty hag on a deathbed.
I like the one that goes,
Mary.
Oh.
Everybody knows.
Oh, shit. Fucking going crazy. Oh.
Okay. Ricky's playing all
crazy.
Three clips at once there. Like that's the first time you've had three going at once.
Oh, how dare you.
I'm the Mary. You're a pasty.
Joe says, congratulations, boo.
You're a pasty legged hag on a deathbed.
Oh, let's see. Somebody new's following me on Twitter. Let's see who that is. I think he's kind of cute. He's from DC.
He doesn't follow me.
Oh, he follows several other people on the that I follow that you probably don't follow because they're not part of the podcast. God, I had a point.
I have to shame people to follow me on Twitter. I have to shame people.
You have to be a whore for somebody to follow me on Twitter.
I have to shame people to follow Friday me on Twitter and call them out. Otherwise, I just get ignored.
Sorry, I had to pet my dog. He's being cute right now.
You're
whatever. So cute. He is so cute. He's getting he's going to get a bath.
Speaking
today
of
too.
Cute and your animals, I don't think it's very cute that Noss has decided my front lawn is now his litter box.
Well, he has a surprise.
Yes, he's going to have a surprise next time he goes to...
I think he already knows not to go there.
Well, no. Sometime last night or this morning, he did it again.
At where the spikes are?
No, right next to it. So, while you were at the gym, I mixed up a nice concoction of black pepper, chili powder, and ground crushed red pepper, and I don't think he'll be going on to that.
Does that do anything?
It just aggravates the fuck out of their nose, and they won't go there.
Oh, you mean when he goes to sniff or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just long as it works, I don't care. So,
yeah, I read it online.
I can't control him. I mean, I can't be there 24/7.
It won't hurt him, but it'll piss him off.
Yeah, so he'll go
elsewhere. He's used to being pissed off, so it's
he'll
all
right. go elsewhere, but it's not anything toxic.
I don't know why he doesn't just go across the street.
Oh,
in the sand.
In the field?
Yeah.
I think he has been.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen little dig marks over there.
Oh, okay.
Which is so weird. I always thought it was weird that cats bury their...
Finbar, like... Well, Aniko's done it, too. Like, they...
Yeah,
you know,
they
cover
don't
it,
dig a hole first and then
yeah,
shit in it
weird.
And then cover it back up. That's...
But the reason... Because I removed the litter box from my room, so I'm done with that.
Mm.
So he just does everything outside.
Oh.
So that's probably what that's coming from.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, that was fun. Two old fags talking about their pets.
I hate cats. I'm sorry. I really have no use for cats whatsoever. They don't give back. Dogs give back.
They give back. They love you.
They give back if you count the shit they leave in the litter box.
And a throw up.
Or, yeah, vomit. Ugh.
Which looks like hairy turds, actually.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Speaking of animals vomiting,
mm-hmm. Oh.
Aniko leaving a nice present for you the other day.
Mm.
Yeah, Annika decided to throw up once in my bathroom and then in here in the office, right
and
next,
that's what
right
I saw.
Next to Ricky.
And I was eating. That's why I went in there. I was like, oh.
So I grabbed a couple paper towels with nothing in them. I'm like, here, look, Ricky. Ricky's like, no.
Oh, I get so sick. I mean, I just... can't. I just looking at it.
And it was like whole chunks
of it was like,
dog food.
Yeah, it was basically what he did was he poured a whole bag of food down his throat, got it a little wet, and then threw it all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so nasty. Hate gag. Ooh.
It was still not as nasty as when Wagner threw up in the road.
My God. I gagged my ass off.
That almost made me gag, and I have a pretty strong stomach.
Yeah, and you should have seen me out there spraying it down
with the water hose,
almost like literally having to clean up my own puke because I was so disgusted because she went to Subway and it wasn't digested, so it pretty much looked like someone just took a bunch of puke and then ripped up a sandwich inside of it, and the pressure from the water hose wasn't enough to actually get it to go.
You just spread it out a little
bit. Cars were going by like smash. Nasty. We have some phone calls. You want to hear some phone calls?
Yeah, play the...
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by New Coke.
Coke Zero.
New.
Finbar's like foamy at the mouth. Mm. I hope that's just because he's thirsty.
Maybe it was the pesticide I sprayed on him. I'm kidding.
It doesn't cause that in the house, does it? The pesticide that you sprayed?
No.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with you?
I didn't spray it in your room anyway.
He's probably scared because...
Because I'm kind of afraid to go in there.
He's probably scared because he knows he's getting a BATH after we're done because I took his collar and stuff off.
I hope you do it. Plan on doing it outside.
Oh, fuck, I can't do that. No, I can't do it. Because he'll roll around in the dirt.
Because I need to take a BATH, and I take precedent over the dogs.
Me too.
I forgot. Oh, well.
You forgot to take a bath?
No,
You're
I forgot we can't do
that. Nasty whore.
You're the one that smells like boy juice.
It's bleach. It's clean.
That's what they all say.
How dare you?
Huh?
What?
Bleaching your asshole.
Oh.
All right, so we have some phone calls. You ready?
Yes, play.
I haven't heard these because they just came in, so
okay,
not for sure what they are.
Hey, Ricky, this is Kathy Bacon. That would be a fat horse, Kathy Bacon. And by the way, I do have an SUV, so that was funny. The lead into my call was a little Oriental or a little white woman driving an SUV, but I don't know why I sounded so funny. I mean, I sound
okay. Just for a little correction,
okay,
for our PC
SUV.
People.
SUV. I thought right. She said STD.
Oh, well. And another thing, people aren't Oriental. People are Asian. Items are Oriental. Just to correct everyone.
And Ricky doesn't like either.
No, I like Oriental items.
That's why the decor in my...
I use chopsticks, goddamn.
That's why the decor in my bedroom is Asian. It keeps you out.
That was my line.
It's ridiculous to myself, but anyway, you don't have to play this on the show. I just want to call you and tell you that was funny. And it's okay. You call me a fat horse, or Julian called me a fat horse. That's okay. But I do have an SUV and the Chevy Red. I think everyone's kind of heard about the Chevy Red. But anyway, I don't know why I sounded so funny. I hope I don't sound funny this time. All right. Happy weight loss, dude. That's just awesome. So goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Kathy Bacon. Uh-huh. We appreciate your call.
We do. We appreciate all our calls.
She was also responding because remember last time she called, she sounded like really funny.
You like said she sounded like a horse.
Yeah. Did I say she sounded like horse?
Yes. We said
no,
she sounded...
No, she was horse. Oh, okay. And then you said, she sounds like... How dare you call her a horse?
I know.
You were How dare you call her fat?
You were terrible.
I hate our listeners.
Especially the Oriental ones.
I'm good with Gravitas, though. He's sexy.
We will see come gay days.
Next week.
We will see come gay days. You know,
I'm going to, just to prove my point, I'm going to sit beside Gravitas.
You are?
Yes, I will.
What happens when you get glitter on you?
Well, I'm going to wear my glitter-free protection stuff.
Oh.
Also known as my white cloak.
Your KKK outfit.
Yeah. That's awful. I shouldn't have said that.
I'll let you borrow mine.
I feel
mine.
Bad. Yours won't fit.
Oh, yeah, it's too small.
It'll show my legs. Mm. All right, here we go. Next call. Thank you, Kathy. We appreciate your call. Absolutely. We love you.
Now, my little ginger bear, I just want you to remember that it is beginning to get hot outside, and your big old balls are going to hang a little bit lower than normal, so be very careful not to sit on them, because I really want some grandchildren one day. And anyway, and by the way, I'm so proud of you losing the 40 pounds, and I was wondering if you could send me your pillowcase underpants, and I will just use them as a cleaning cloth here at home. Thank you so much. Happy Memorial Day, and thank you for your service. Bye.
And by service, she means all the men that Ricky has serviced.
Yeah, right. Like, she knows about that. That would be bad. I don't think she'd appreciate that too much.
I love your mother.
She's so nice. I love that she calls in. She must really love me. Too bad she just didn't answer the phone on Mother's Day at that time, huh? We need to interview your mom. Like, we'll call her and then have the show just interview her. Like, what's your best memory of Julian? What's your worst memory of Julian? Did you ever catch Julian masturbating?
The answer to that one is no.
No. Never?
Nope.
Not even close?
Nope.
Did you, like, hump your pillow?
No, I didn't hump my pillow.
Like a banana peel or something? You probably did something freaky.
No.
No? You just...
And how do you know about all this?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I didn't.
Because it was on Weeds, remember? They had the whole episode about beating off.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean I did it. I never used fruit.
It's just weird to me. I don't think that would be feel good.
What, fruit?
Yeah, I don't think that would feel good.
Here's, like, videos of people fucking watermelons and stuff. I mean...
On XTube and stuff,
yeah. Who gets into that shit?
No, not me. That's gross.
Mm-mm.
And you're going to waste that whole watermelon?
Yeah. I mean, of course, really? That's what you think about.
Yeah. Food!
No! No, don't waste that watermelon.
Oh, that better be seedless. Oh, by the time that person's done, it's not seedless.
Oh! Good one, Ricky.
Thank you. Well played, Ricky. Yums. You don't have to add salt to
it. It has your favorite sauce on it. Special sauce.
Let's see, we have another call. Let's see, it came in through our Google number. Let's see what it is.
Our Google number.
Hey guys, this is Veritable Virgo, and I just wanted to say hello. I'm here at the family cookout, and it's, just a tremendous bunch of fun. Not really. Anyway, wanted to say thank you for doing the show today, even though you have a small audience. It is, it's a lot of fun, and it helps to break up the insanity of my day. So I will talk to you folks again at some point. So thanks again, and thanks for doing the show. All right, bye.
Thank you, Veritable Burger. I was reading along with the transcript of it, and it was pretty good, except for the fact that it's instead of Veritable Virgo, it called you Incredible Burger.
Classy.
Yes. So remember, when you have your Incredible Burger, say, I am the Incredible Burger.
I want to be the Incredible Burger. I want an Incredible Burger.
Me and Connor were talking about either steaks or Five Guys.
Five Guys is not all that. We can do that at home.
We don't have a grill.
No, you and can fry that in a pan. That's what it's like. And they fry it right on a pan.
And we don't have the condiments.
That's true. But we can go to like a McDonald's and stuff and steal it.
Ew.
Because I'm ghetto.
I don't like
I don't like their fries.
I don't like anything McDonald's. We don't have to have fries from there.
But who just eats just a burger?
I can. But anyway.
Well, apparently they have new fries, like some new season fries, which would probably
the
would be okay.
The Cajun fries? They've had them for a long time.
Oh, well, Big Fatty said they were
new. At least
new
a couple years.
Oh, Big Fatty said they're new where he lives.
Well, here they've had the Cajun fries for a couple years at least.
Maybe I need to eat the Cajun fries.
They burn your ice hole.
I ate a bunch of jalapenos yesterday. That ain't going to hurt.
It ain't burned yet?
Mm-mm.
I can't burn. Picnic? I can't.
No, I didn't go to that.
I can't eat.
Hot stuff?
Too spicy of stuff.
Well, you like hot stuff.
Though. Because it burns coming
your
out.
Your booty.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why it burns, right? Because the oil and the peppers don't digest in your body. They go straight through.
And I need that area for other things.
But if you wanted to get back at him, you could totally eat it and then burn his dick off.
No. Or it already burns my tongue.
Oh.
I am so uncomfortable right now. It's not even funny. Oh, no. Ugh. So uncomfortable. Good grief, that was nasty.
No, baby, I won't eat any jalapenos so you don't burn your tongue later.
You can eat a ghost chili. The world's hottest pepper.
So anyway, we're up to 57 minutes.
Okay.
You want to end this?
Wow, that went by fast.
Suckfest.
It wasn't as bad. It would have been better if we had more than three people in the room.
Suckfest 2010. Otherwise known as
Live on Foul Monkey.
Ricky's bedroom.
Or Julian's black hole asshole.
Why I gotta be black?
You know why.
Because
that's dead, like your heart.
It's not dead, it's just cold.
Don't eat jalapenos and then perform aninglingus. That word's disgusting.
What, cunnilingus?
That word, aninglingus, whatever.
Well, apparently
nasty.
Judging by Big Fatty's vocabulary on Words with Friends, he is quite the cunnilingist.
Oh.
Linguist. Sorry.
All right, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or call us or text message us at 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarble@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at our post office box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We'd really appreciate it. We haven't had anything in a while.
You can follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple. And please do, because nobody ever does.
And I just wanted to say in the P.O. box, I'd really like to see this the box set of Daria in there, because I really like that show and it just came out.
I always liked her friend, how she had like Jane. The bi-level hair.
I love Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be great because I want that.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at Twitter as Foul Monkeys, and you can follow me at Facebook under Ricky Burton.
We're going to write a script for you on for that.
I'm not good at that.
That always, like...
I don't know why I don't get it right.
That
I guess
always
I have to say two things.
Trips you up.
Well, let's work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on
that. And I might have to hold it in my hand a few times and read it, but... And the page, too.
Okay. God damn, I'm glad this is over.
Velberg goes, good, the shitstorm's over, I need to pee.
I would have, if I were you, I would have pissed
while, in my pants
while I was listening to this
right,
shit
and not said anything. Actually, I never came back. All right. Well, thank you for downloading episode 290. Can you believe it? 290.
I know. We're almost to 300.
Scary. Are we going to do anything special for 300?
We should.
Should we do a video for 300?
We could.
I don't know what to do. We need to get a hold of Lou.
We'll figure something out.
If you're going to be at Gay Days, even if you're not coming to the dinner, keep an eye out for us at the park.
Well,
we'll be at the Magic Kingdom.
You can tweet or text either.
And tell us where you are, and we'll try to meet up with you.
Absolutely.
We'll have our iPhones with us. I'm going to take a camera with me.
Mm-hmm. As mine as well.
So we'll be taking pictures, and we'd love to meet everyone we can. And I guess that's it, right?
That's all I got.
Alrighty, we'll talk to you later. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week.
Peace. Bye.